What is up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Sunday Fun Day, week 15 in the NFL. So last week, I went and got the big old goose egg, losing every single pick. That's right. They say it's just as hard to pick all losing picks as it is all winning picks. The only difference is you don't get any money when you lose. You don't get dick squat. So I'm at the bottom here. Can't get any worse than what I did last week. Absolutely ridiculous. But just moving on. You gotta forget about it. It's a new week. Learn from why those games were bad. Try and find what you did wrong and move on. So that being said, I'm going to jump right into week 15 in the NFL. We're almost done already. The season's almost over. And then that'll be a wrap on this year's Sunday Fun Day episodes. So, first game, Tampa Bay at Detroit. Tampa Bay's losing 4 points. Not that much. They've looked pretty good. Jameis Winston still throwing picks, like immediately as he starts throwing. It's absolutely crazy. But he comes back and he plays decent. He can throw touchdowns and he gets them a lot of points. So I think they can beat Detroit by more than 4. Detroit's offense doesn't really have anything and the defense is mediocre. Mike Evans is gone, but still I think Tampa Bay can beat Detroit by more than 4. So I'm taking Tampa Bay losing 4 at Detroit. Next game, Denver at Kansas City. I know Denver had that crazy game against Houston last week, but you gotta look at Denver as a whole and you can't base it week by week. So I think Kansas City here losing 10, I think they'll be able to take Denver by more than 10 points. They looked good against New England last week, and I think that gave them a lot of confidence for them to go forward in the season. I think they're going to have a good game against Denver. And the Kansas City's defense is playing very good. I like what Steve Spagnuolo is doing over there. He's very blitz heavy, and that's what you got to do. So I think that'll, against Drew Lock, I think they'll get after him. All right, next game, I got Minnesota traveling to the LA Chargers, losing. Minnesota's losing 2.5 points. I'm going with Minnesota minus the 2.5. I think they have proved that they are a solid football team. They'll be able to, I think they're a good sleeper team in the NFC. You know, they'll be able to put up a fight against anybody. So, again, with and the Chargers had that big game last week. Chargers somehow, it's always like at the end of the year, they just look great. But I think Minnesota's for real. I think that defense will be able to shut them down and feed Dalvin Cook the ball, man. Hopefully, if Adam Thielen comes back, that'll be huge. All right, and the last game is the Sunday night game. Should be a good game. Buffalo at Pittsburgh. I chose against Pittsburgh last week, and they proved me wrong, so I'm going with them this week, losing 2 points at home against Buffalo. That's going to be a loud crowd there, and I think Josh Allen's going to be under some pressure, and I could see him throwing a pick over to Minka Fitzpatrick. So I like Pittsburgh, losing 2 points. I think they'll be able to win this by a field goal. So, and that's it. After that bad week, I'm just going 4 bets, no round robins, no parlays. Well, I'm going to parlay these 4 games. So I'm going to parlay those 4 games, and I'm going to put a straight bet on all those and do a 6-point teaser as usual. So that gets me Tampa Bay +2, at Detroit, Minnesota +3.5, at the Chargers, Pittsburgh getting 4. At home and against Buffalo, and then Kansas City losing 4 at home against Denver. Those are my teaser picks. So, short, sweet, simple. Get these picks. this is what I feel. There's some tough choices this week, especially after what happened last week. There's a lot of crazy games. But I'm going with, look, you got a lot of season here to be able to look at now. So judge the teams off the whole, not what they did last week. And we'll see how this goes. So, thank everyone who listens to this. I appreciate it very much, and I hope you enjoy it. And I apologize for last week. That was very bad. So, look forward to a good week this week. And I will catch you guys week 16 of the NFL.